The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Are walking through this video is the way I was walking out of my tax preparer's office the other day with my big fat $94 tax return that I got this year. Woo! And it was $300 plus for tax preparation. So I'm still $200 in the hole, but it's better than owing a lot more money like I have in previous years. If you have tax questions, if you have employment questions, let us know this morning. My guests, I've got Stacy and Chip from Avalon HR. Check them out online, avalonhr.com. With everything going on, you definitely need Avalon. If you're an employer, you need help with everything from your time clock, wrangling in your employees. There's lots of laws and rules that people aren't aware of, right?
Wrangling. I'm going to add that as an official line on my resume.
Employee wrangler. Person wrangler, right. Yeah.
Payroll wranglers.
Right. check them out at avalonhr.com. I've got Chip Wood, the VP of Sales and Marketing, and Stacy Oren, the HR and Benefits Manager for Avalon HR. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, it's tax time.
It's open enrollment time at Avalon.
Oh, yeah, open enrollment.
Stacy's a little hectical.
A little frazzled.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
okay. Yeah, and I understand, we all understand, when it comes to open enrollment, people want to change things. They want to look at something different. Three-fourths of them don't understand what they're looking at.
Right. And the big thing...
And I don't mean that rudely, but that's just actually a fact. Nobody teaches you these things.
No, exactly. You're right. It's a lot of information. It's a lot to comprehend, especially when, we're in a situation like ours where every vendor wants their stuff done in a certain format. They all have their own applications. So as an employee, you end up getting a lot of information that you're just, and some people, they look at it and they immediately just brain check out. But it's very important, no matter, with Avalon or somewhere else, when it's your open enrollment period, this is your time to go through your benefits. Make sure you've got what you need, what you want, what you expect. And then the follow-up to that is, something you've heard me say a million times, double check your paychecks once it all settles out. We do have a window to make corrections, but it's not an infinite window. It is a window of time, and it will shut. So take, those first paychecks after those deductions kick in. Make sure the amounts are correct, the coverages are correct. Everything should, look like it should. Mm-hmm. And I say that a lot for multiple reasons. We had an employee the other day who tax forms. When he filled out his tax form, he inadvertently put to take out an extra $1,000 a week. In taxes. So as you might imagine,
he got zero.
No, yeah. He did get zero. It took the entire check.
Took it all, yeah.
It's a weekly payroll. So it did, so those things happen. So just, look at your stuff. Just take a minute, make sure it's right. And something we, tax related that Chip talks about often is, how the IRS, if you don't pay your personal taxes, they tend to be a little more forgiving. But when it comes to your employment related taxes, not so much. So
payroll taxes.
Your payroll taxes.
They get extremely nasty about that because they view that you're stealing from your employees, which you are.
Especially in the case of unemployment, because that is money that you're paying in for these employees to utilize if they should lose their job. And I told Jake and Chip this morning, I have a great example of it. We talk about that a lot, but just to give you some idea of what that type of impact could be, I had one of our clients send me a letter that they'd received from the IRS, and they're like, hey, what is this? What do I need to do? And it turns out that the period date, it was for the fourth quarter of 2021, which was prior to this client coming to Avalon. So they either had a CPA doing their payroll-related items or they had another payroll company. Okay, one of the two. Well, whoever was doing them at that time did not submit fourth quarter federal unemployment taxes on their behalf. The amount of federal unemployment taxes that were owed, let me pull up the exact amount because I wanted to use like real numbers. We are talking about an amount of $508.09.
Okay.
Okay, was what was due.
For that 3 months.
For that period, correct. Mm-hmm. The IRS is reporting that they did not receive that. Mm-hmm. So they are asking for, at this time, they would like $4,572.84.
Just $4K more than, oh my gosh.
Than your tax liability.
And that was just the fees for being late.
That's it. That's just interest and penalties.
The interest and penalties that the IRS has far exceeds most of the time what the taxes actually are.
Mm. Well, that wouldn't happen with you guys because you have an in on at the IRS. You have your own person on the inside. Let's for the new listener that might be new to this station or this show or maybe new to Avalon HR, let's talk about what you guys do. You're a PEO, which is a professional employer organization. Let's talk about that. Explain that a little bit.
Well, in the state, in the federal eyes, we become the employer of record. So everything is funneled through our, I guess funneled isn't really a great word to use on that, but
representing.
Everything is through our federal ID. And so we become the employer of record in the state and federal eyes, and it takes the burden off you. We are IRS certified, which means that we have to go through stringent audits, constantly audits.
Right. They are not fun.
And they aren't fun, it gives the prospect and or client the assurance that we are in compliance with all state and federal laws.
Which change periodically.
As much as the wind blows here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
So we have to be on top of these things, and it gives the client the comfort level of knowing that if, God forbid, we made a mistake on something, they can't be responsible for it. We are. This stems from in the past, there have been organizations that operated, off credit lines, basically.
Mm, yeah.
And they did things. And then what happens when you exceed your credit line? The banks cut you off.
Right.
So it assures our clients and prospects, if you're thinking about going with Avalon, it assures them that we have we're solid, and that we can handle everything that's out there that we are involved in money wise.
And you guys use the term co-employment a lot. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, co-employment relationships are basically you handle the business and we take care of the back office.
Right.
In other words, you're taking care of you're running your business. And then we're taking care of making sure that part of running that business is making sure all your taxes are filed in a timely fashion, that all of your deductions for your employees are taken in a timely and proper fashion and are submitted to the federal government. We have to make tax deposits to the federal government about on a daily basis.
Right.
And because of the volume that we do. And by doing that, like yourself, for an example, if you're a W-2 employee, you can rest assured that all your taxes are being filed properly.
Right.
And like Stacy was just mentioning, if your state unemployment taxes are not paid or your federal unemployment taxes are not paid, which is the FUTA, they will come get you.
Oh, yes.
And there's nothing for the employees to draw off of at that time. Failure to pay. And we've had that come up. Mm. You know, we had an employee that worked with an organization for 8 years. They shut down during COVID. And he actually went to work for they weren't our client.
Right.
Once he got his business shut down, this kid came to work for us through another client. And when he went to, there was a period of time he had off. He filed an unemployment claim. And it was denied, saying that there had been no benefits paid on his behalf. So he contacted us, and he's like, hey, do you all know what this is? Do you know what happened? We're like, well, there's a chance that your former employer did not pay in, and it turned out to be exactly what happened. Mm. So when your employees, you know, he'd been with him for 8 years. He'd been and then business shut down to no fault of his own. So he should have been entitled to unemployment. That's really what it's designed for, to protect those people. And because his employer hadn't paid in, he received no benefits. And it would be the same with your Social Security. If they're not paying in their portion of Social Security wages, you go, you know, get ready to draw your Social Security and it's not there.
Right.
You don't have it, or you have a whole lot less than you anticipated because those that money wasn't being reported.
And you know, that's a good point. I was going to bring that up a few minutes ago about people that do not pay. They're not paying into the system, as we like to say.
Yeah.
And nobody likes to do that, but it's part of it. But when you do get ready to draw Social Security benefits, they send you a statement telling you how much you have in the coffers, if you will, and how much you're going to receive at age 60 or age 62 or 65, whatever the case may be. And if you're getting paid under the table, and we all know this happens, and if you're getting paid under the table, yes, you're kind of beating the system right now, or you think you are, but one of these days it's going to come up that you have nothing there to draw on. And
how do you check that? Is there a way to go to
You can go on the Social Security website and check it at any time. They mail them out periodically, but you can go to the Social Security website and put your information in, and it's got it all there.
Somebody was talking on the show the other day about how many quarters you need of payment into the Social Security system and things like that in order to be eligible. Is that right? You have to have
I'm sure there is. I don't know the exact number. Yeah,
but
I don't know that off the top of my head, but I'm sure there would be. And it could, you know, even things like it, and not to go to the dark side, but things people don't think about, the unexpected. If you pass away and you have a minor child, your minor child can draw your Social Security until they reach the age of 18. Unless you haven't paid into, or your employer haven't. It's not, you know, you per se.
It's not always the person, because I've known instances where the employee has been paying into the system, but the employer was not paying the taxes to the government. And that's why the IRS views this as that they're stealing from the employees. And they will, if you haven't paid your personal taxes in 10 years, They'll work with you.
Right.
They'll give you a deal of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been paying payroll taxes,
there's no deal.
See, you're done.
You just go to a long mirror and see how you look in stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's going to do it. They have no sympathy for that. Mm. And I really don't blame them.
We've taken on new clients. We took on one not too long ago that we helped get out of an IRS situation. And it was to the point where the IRS agent showed up on the property.
Oh.
Lock and papers in hand.
That's it.
And he's like, no. I've gone with the PEO. And the owner and the IRS agent showed up at our office. And our tax department had to sit down and say, no, look, we've settled
Here's
this.
What we're doing.
We've settled
yeah.
this. This is the plan moving forward. But, you know, and everybody gets in like, oh, that'll never happen. It's, you know, I've never seen it. It's never happened to me. I've never known anybody for, you know, that it happened to. It does happen. And it's the kind of thing, if you haven't had it to you, or you don't know anybody that's happened to, be grateful, because once they do, it's not, you know, it's not pretty. And unfortunately, you know, hopefully in the case that I just shared, I hope that they were with, you know, the IRS makes mistakes, imagine that, and that they were actually paid. They could have been filed under the wrong number. You know, it could have been a very simple fix. And in that case,
somebody
the IRS
transposed an EIN number wrong or something.
They will repeal that. If not, then this employer is going to have to write that $4,000 check. And that's a lot of money. That's money that could be spent on equipment, raises, other things for the employees. So that's why you want to make sure that that stuff's being taken care of, so you avoid those large, unexpected penalties that prevent you from doing other things, you know, within your business that you need to.
Right.
And
the interest will eat you alive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If she doesn't pay this, in, you know, for another year or two, it'll be, you know, it looks like it's compounding about $2,000 a year. So, you know, that's about where she can expect it to continue.
And you've just got to put a stopgap on it at some point and just say, okay, enough's enough. I messed up.
Here's your check.
Here's your check, or here's, you know, what can we do to get out of this jam? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you they're going to totally work with you, because they don't have a whole lot of forgiveness on payroll taxes.
Right.
Now, if you're a listener out there listening to what we're talking about and you haven't been paying your payroll taxes, don't panic. Give us a call, because we do have the ability to talk with the IRS.
Yes.
And we have the ability to do that. And if they find out, if the IRS finds out that you've now entrusted a IRS-certified PEO to kind of get you out of this jam,
they will step out.
They will step out.
Mm.
That's because now they know they're going to get their money.
Right, exactly.
And though it may not be 100% of what they wanted to do, as the old saying goes, something's better than nothing. And they'll work with us to make sure that we kind of get things caught up. And we can, you know, we can work our way with it.
Mm. Would you say that most, especially small businesses, once they start getting employees, they fail at some point because of this back end work that you guys take care
yes.
of?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They find themselves having to deal with employee benefits and, you know, taxes and all these things, you know, unemployment tax, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
Which I was not aware of. So somebody like me who's mostly 1099 income, is that the reason why my self-employment tax is so high, is because I'm having to pay
both sides. You are the employer and the employee in a 1099 mm-hmm. case.
So you're having to make your own match. You're having to match your own Social Security and Medicare tax.
Right.
And you're having to match other taxes. And at the same time, you're an employee of yourself.
Right.
So all those deductions come out to pay that. I tell people that are 1099, just withhold about 20% of your check and set it aside someplace,
mm-hmm.
Or put it in the bank in a savings account or whatever, and then once a quarter, just write up a check.
Yeah, sounds good. And that's one thing that I really just is daunting to me, to having to keep up with that quarterly, you know.
Yeah.
That process. And a lot of people I know, they don't do that at all. They wait till the very last minute at the end of, you know, almost the end of April the next year, and then they're like, oh my gosh, and they're having to make it up. So
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
don't do that.
It gets to be daunting.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah. But having your own, having a business, especially having employees, you need somebody like Avalon HR. Check them out online, avalonhr.com. If you have questions today, before we run out of time, let us know here on the station, 437-1620, and we'll get your questions answered right here on the air live with Chip and Stacy from Avalon HR.
You know, Jake, sometimes we do get people that have listened to this show, and they'll call us at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit there and talk with these guys and ladies, and it's interesting because they're a little timid sometimes about calling in over the air because they don't want to air their laundry.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's also good that they listen and they call us, because I can give them some tips on, okay, well, look, you've gotten this situation, but here's how we can help you get out of it.
Right. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah. Don't be ashamed of it, because that's not going to make it go away.
Right. Yeah.
And I guarantee we've heard it before. Like I said, I have employers call me all the time. They are so nervous to ask a question because they think it's a really big deal. And I'm like, oh, that's not a problem. They're like, really? It's okay. It's absolutely okay. Mm-hmm. So one, we've probably heard it before.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Two, you know, if not, then we will figure it out. We kind of sometimes even like that because it's a challenge. It's like, ooh. You know, just when you think you've heard it all,
right?
Here comes, you know, somebody.
Yep.
And
we are in Florida,
right?
Yeah,
Florida man still, you know, yeah. runs rampant.
Yeah,
but we kind of, even like I said, we almost enjoy that because that's a challenge for us. It keeps us looking at new things and new solutions and new creativity. And you know, a lot of it is that, you know, and I've said Chip and I often have to deal in gray because we want to be legal. Perfect example, just as I was leaving this morning, we had a young man come in for a position, did not have the needed I-9 documents.
Mm.
And there are certain things, like if you have a young worker, 14, 15, 16, that hasn't got a driver's license yet, and they're enrolled in school, we can actually take their Focus account because it has their photo. We can take a screenshot of their school enrollment with their little Focus picture, and that works as satisfying the I-9 requirements.
Hmm.
Well, this one got more complicated. This young man was homeschooled, So that wasn't an option. We ended up saying, hey, if you'll run down to the DMV for like $20, they will give you an ID card, an ID card with your picture. And for any parents out there that may be listening, know that that is a good option. If your child is homeschooled or doing something outside the traditional school system, go to your local DMV. Just get them a little picture ID, and that satisfies the work requirement.
Do you need your Social Security card or birth certificate to get that
all
ID?
Of the above.
Okay, all right.
Yes, you do.
Now it's getting, though, I understand that when someone is born into this world, one of the things they do before you leave the hospital is they give you a Social Security card.
Well, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I remember I didn't get mine until I was, I don't know, 7th, 8th grade.
I remember
They send them out. They're applied for at the hospital typically. And then get you in the system. It takes a few weeks, but just know that there's options. And like I said, we can be flexible with those options sometimes, but we can't just
subvert the rules.
Right. Mm-hmm. If it's an expired ID, then that's not considered a valid ID.
Right.
If it's something, you have to work within that. And, this last year, there's been a lot of changes to the E-Verify system that we've talked about. Once you hit a certain threshold of employees in Florida, no matter what your business sector, mm-hmm. you're then required to do that online verification. And there is absolutely no way to, to get around that. It's very specific in the format and what it'll take and what it won't, and it just has to be right. So, know that those options are available, because we're going to do everything we can to help you. Like I said, we want you to get to work. We want you to make money. We want your business to make money. We want to help you. I'm the kind of person who will go, out of my way to not pay that $249 convenience fee paying something online. Mm-hmm. That's just an unnecessary expense in my world.
Right.
And that may be a good way to look at this. Avalon can really help you avoid those unnecessary expenses related to your business, especially when we're looking at penalties and mm-hmm. fees. And a lot of times, Chip said it's not even intentional. It's you didn't know.
Right.
We've met with clients and they're like, oh, how do you handle your 401k? Well, I submit those, once a quarter. Wait, you're taking money from employees' checks, but you're not submitting it until once a quarter?
Mm.
And they're like, well, yeah. That is a big no-no. You've only got, a literal amount of days to get that, because that employee could experience gains or losses on that money.
Well, and right now,
they had no idea.
Market's really going up right now.
Right. Yeah.
Almost at, 40,000?
Yeah. Get every penny of mine you can in there, while I'm.
And then you have an employee that comes to you and goes, well, wait a minute.
Where's my money?
Where's my money? Mm-hmm. How come I'm not. We don't do anything but by the quarter. No.
So they've got 2 months potentially or more of the money just sitting there not gaining anything.
Yeah,
correct. And that's illegal.
Yeah.
They don't like that. The IRS doesn't like that. Mm. Nobody. That's a federal issue that they really do not like. The same with, time manipulation. If an employee punches, clocks, writes himself in, and you take it back out, then, say, hey, man, I know you had 47 hours this week, but I can really only afford to pay you 40 because I can't afford that 7 hours of overtime. So I'm just going to delete that from your time card.
No.
Yeah. Somebody just texted in a military dependence card also works as an
ID. It will.
Yes.
It
works.
Anything
yes.
that has a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's two categories. There's standalone documents. A passport, for example, is a standalone. You don't need two forms of ID. Otherwise, it's some form of picture ID. And then.
That does not include a yearbook photo.
It does not. That does not work. But absolutely. A dependence ID. And we have quite a bit of that here. Mm-hmm. Or just spend the $20, go by the DMV and just pick up a little, my 10-year-old has one because we right. travel quite a bit. And it was just much easier to get him a little photo ID to go through, airport, other countries, things like that. And it's really worked out well. And of course he thinks he's something, your kid will think they're pretty special too. They have their own picture ID.
Yeah. Mitigating risk, maximizing employee productivity, and just something as simple as getting a time clock system worked out where you watch your employees, you make sure they're clocking in and out on time, and everybody's getting paid for the hours that they're there. That can really make the difference in making or breaking your business. Let Avalon HR take care of it. With everything going on, you need Avalon. Chip and Stacy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it.
AvalonHR.com.